Welcome to Short Time. It is Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossin with you as we get going on another show here this morning. Sponsored, of course, by Shoreline Wealth Management. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, it is.
Hope you're out there getting ready for a nice barbecue today, tomorrow. You know what? Tuesday. Extend the weekend
exactly.
A little bit.
Exactly. Wow, buddy. I can't believe we're here. I mean, it seemed like we were just talking the beginning of the year, different ideas we had for the show and great guests coming on. And now, Memorial Day weekend. It's exciting.
It's here.
It's exciting.
I mean, it's like, you know, getting ready for Christmas. And then all of a sudden, it's here. You're like, all right, here we go.
Well, you know, here comes the traffic. Here comes, you know, the people that will vacation down here and rightfully so they can come down.
Good for
and enjoy.
Business.
Yes. I love it for local businesses. Obviously, this is a big time for these businesses to really do well. We wish them nothing but the best.
Yeah.
And we are all spoiled living down here, so we will enjoy the different spots. A little bit more crowded, but we will.
You know, it's all right.
We will still
get to meet new people. And
yeah.
It's almost like somebody would a store owner or a restaurant owner where you want to show off your best food or your best items and stuff like that. Well, the Jersey Shore to us, I mean, for those of us who live and work here, we're like, you know what? We should be welcoming and say, hey, you know what? Check out all these things we got. And people asking recommendations on different restaurants to go to or different things to go to if they have little kids, wherever. Like, you could point them in the right direction. And you know what? They'll go back to North Jersey, out of state, out of country even.
Oh, yeah.
With a better feeling about coming to the Jersey Shore. You're like, you know what? People there are all right.
Oh, yeah.
And they got great businesses, great restaurants, great beaches. And, you know, send them, whether it's, you know, people are coming down here for a weekend, a week, or a rental property for the summer. We want to give all of our guests a nice welcome this summer and
absolutely.
Show them and tell them about all the great things we have here that we get to experience year-round.
Well, think of it this way, too, for the people that are coming down here. Well, guess what? They get to listen to us, maybe.
Well, naturally.
Well, you can listen to us on the app, of course. You could be in Lubbock, Texas and listen to us, but
it's the beauty of the 94.3
yes,
The Point app.
Yes, but for people that will be in the area, maybe have the summer home, the rental, whatever it is, now we are here to let people know about different things that are going on during the summer.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. If you look at the list of things to do, there's even if it's a rainy day, we got you covered.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it's okay to do outdoor stuff on a rainy day. I mean, we're not talking like monsoon-type rainstorm.
No, not at all.
I mean, unless you're a duck. But
well, there you go. And if you are, you know, that's
you
that.
You know, sometimes that it's, I don't know, it's weird. Like those hot, humid days in the summer where you get that little bit of a slow rain,
right,
drizzle and stuff like that, it actually feels all right. Especially if you're out like a ball game or something like that and it happens to start. You're like, you know what? I feel all right. I don't need to go indoors right now. I could just continue to walk around or do whatever. But yeah, no, certainly no shortage of indoor type stuff. We have a ton of museums around here, a ton of local businesses to go and check out and support, indoor arcades, just so many different things to do indoors on rainy days or days where you're like, you know what, I need to get out of the heat for a couple hours.
Yes.
Jenkinson's Aquarium right in Point Pleasant Beach. I mean, there's different things to do indoors.
I've got something for you, something that you and I have never spoken about on the air.
Dun-dun.
And it's fun. A little bit of a sport.
All right.
Bowling.
That's another good indoor.
Do you like bowling?
It's been a minute, yeah. No,
okay.
I wish I, especially because there's some good bowling alleys around here, I wish I went more often. Yeah, it's, I don't know, probably been at least a year. But no, yeah, I love bowling. Yeah.
Well, it's when I'm there and I'm doing it, I'm like, why am I not doing this more often? And
right.
To your point, next thing you know, 6 months a year gets away from us. Why is that the case?
Well,
maybe I'm not that good and that's the case, but it's something where, you know, you get a group of people. It's a lot of fun. And to your point, there are a lot of great bowling alleys in the area. So if you do get that rainy day, something different, a little bit of exercise, not a lot of exercise, but, you know, you got to, you know.
All right. I mean, you got to try
send
to
send the ball down the
before.
Alley there. But
you know, also not even on just, you know, rainy days or hot days, you know, like, you know what, if you spent a whole day outdoors, whether you're going to the beach or
right.
Six Flags or a water park or whatever somewhere, you're like, you know what, I want to do something different tonight. So maybe you go back home, or if you're visiting, you go to your hotel, you get cleaned up, you go out to dinner, and you're like, you know what? Tonight, let's go do bowling.
Right.
Or another good night activity, which is fun. I mean, it's fun during the day as well, but mini golf.
Well, I was going to actually say
mini golf is a fun thing to do.
That's fun. And then you've got the Top Golf, where I want to say there's one in Edison. There might be one closer, but that's the one I'm thinking of right now. But that's
in terms of Top Golf, I believe. Yeah. But I know there's a bunch of driving ranges around the area.
There you go. You just want to hit some balls. Yeah. The way they've got it set up, you want to have a drink, you want some food, different things. If you're going to like a Top Golf, obviously, if you're just going to a driving range, different story. Not as much in the way of amenities, but still a good way to get kind of some exercise, get your swing on, and enjoy yourself out
just
there.
Just have fun.
That's one thing.
Plenty of great concert venues. There's to go see your favorite bands or music artists. There's a lot of great setups for docks around the Jersey Shore if you're looking to go crabbing or fishing this summer. I mean, you know, it is. I mean, you got to wake up real early if you want to get the good stuff. And
right,
sometimes it also depends on the day. But if you're getting up at like 4 or 5 in the morning going crabbing,
there you go.
Should be good to go.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some people out there literally all night, like they get up at 2, 3 in the morning, they're sitting at the docks all morning.
Impressive.
And you know what? If you come away with a few crabs there, all of a sudden, boom, you got lunch or dinner for a couple days.
And now, of course, the weather's, you know, still not where we want it to be. A couple warm days here.
Well,
part
of the spring.
Right. And I'm just putting it out there for the different days, different weeks leading up to this. What we've been experiencing, but we're getting there. And of course, the ocean will be cold. I get that. And it takes some time. But, buddy, we're here.
Yeah.
We've done it. We've landed the plane on the beautiful Jersey Shore.
And the water is going to be cool probably basically for most of June before it really starts getting comfortable to hop in there, which is, you know, why July and August are such popular beach months. It's hot.
Oh, yeah.
And the water is warm enough. You're getting closer to more towards the 70s and stuff like that with water temps and stuff like that, where you're like, you know, I'll go in and go for a swim. But you know what? The beaches are great to go on right now. In terms of weather and everything. But of course, safety first. So, you know, watch the lifeguards, read the signs.
Right.
Water's still warming up. And, you know, just listen to everybody else out there. Watch out for the different signs and everything and be safe this summer, too.
Absolutely. And I ordered myself a new grill. A new outdoor grill. I'm very excited.
Oh, boy.
It arrives Wednesday.
There you go.
I believe it arrives. And unfortunately, it's not available.
All the bells and whistles?
It's nice enough. You know, it'll do the job. And I was hoping to get it for this weekend, but that's okay.
Plenty of time.
This, though. What's very nice, depending on where you go, in a lot of cases, you can get them assembled. And delivered for reasonable prices, you know, from what I've seen out there. Again, it depends on how much you spend at these stores, and that'll determine the, you know, getting it assembled. Now, for people who want to put it together, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a major deal.
It's not too hard to put together if you want to do it your own.
Right. But I'm excited. Like I said, I was hoping to have it for this weekend. It didn't happen. That's okay.
So plenty of grilling season
left. If anybody
left.
Wants to invite me over, that's fine. I will bring the food. But, looking forward to there's nothing better than getting home from work. It's warm out, we're getting warm, and just being outside.
You know,
the cooking, the grilling, I know we talk about it all the time, but this is kind of that kickoff as we're entering the season.
Absolutely. You know, you kind of I feel like sometimes people will spend too much time trying to figure out what they want to do, and then all of a sudden, like a few days pass, like, oh man, I missed this entire week. All right, now I got to take it a day at a time. You know, you put together a list of different things you want to do this summer or different places you want to go.
And there's so much to
do. And then you're like, you wake up every day like, okay, which one of these can I do today? Which one do I want to do? And then all of a sudden, maybe you get surprised. You're like, you know what? Maybe I will go to a ballpark tonight and go see a Blue Claws game or something.
And we're so spoiled.
Maybe it wasn't on your original list of things you want to do that day. But as you're going through the day, you're like, you know what? I feel like going to a ball game tonight or going to the boardwalk or going mini golfing or bowling or something like that, and then all of a sudden you surprise yourself, and you know what? Today was a fun day, a good day. So be open to being spontaneous on your summer vacation plans.
Well, this week, June 1st, okay, a couple days from now, I'm going to my first Mets game at Citi Field. Usually I've already...
I thought you were going to say you're going to your first rodeo.
Yeah, my first rodeo. Mets-Phillies, great game, great matchup. I'm very excited. I usually have already gone to Citi Field by this point, but the year has gotten away from me a little bit. But here I go, out to Citi Field, go to Secaucus, hop on the train, next station, you know, hop the 7 train right into Citi Field, and I'll be there. Do you want me to get you a Mets cap, buddy, or anything like that?
I mean, if it has the interlocking NY that's white and a blue cap.
Okay, okay. But then the end of the month, I'm going to Philadelphia to check the
that's
Mets
right.
play the Phillies. Great park. I mean, mm-hmm. they're both great parks,
yeah.
but you know, Philly, I have to say, they really have a great area for you know restaurants and different places to go.
Well, that's
not
based
just
off
the
Jersey Shore.
What's that?
It's based off the Jersey Shore, that little... outlet with little restaurants and arcade type look
it's
there.
It's really nice.
They took that. I just recently read a book.
I did not know
Tom
that.
McCarthy, I believe, was explaining that. So that's based off the Jersey Shore. Not
wow.
necessarily a Monmouth Ocean. It's also, I think, a combination of Atlantic and Cape May.
I did not know
But it's
that.
A little Jersey Shore vibe in Philadelphia because they
okay.
realize that there are some people from South Jersey that are
that's
big Phillies fans that
okay.
are coming from that area. So
interesting.
A little Jersey Shore flavor at Citizens Bank Park.
Well, what they're trying to do, if you look at Citi Field and how it was designed, it's very similar in design when you go see the Phillies. I mean, there's the layout, the ballpark, the whole bit. Citizens Bank, I want to say, Field is in Philly, right?
Indeed.
So I know what they're trying to do out in, you know, where Citi Field is to get more businesses, restaurants. I think there's going to be like apartments and different things or condos. And the nice thing about it is the train right there. You know, people can go train accessibility. They can live out there. If they have to commute in the city, it's not a big deal. So they're really putting a lot of money in that area. And plus,
right.
the big, I understand there's a new big screen at Citi Field.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see
that. So much bigger
that.
Than yeah. what was there.
Spending some money.
That's a fun place to,
yeah.
And not that I've been, but I know people who have gone to playoff games there. And even just watching it TV, like Citizens Bank Park in October with playoff games, and you saw it last year. That place is, you know, off the charts.
It's hopping. Yeah.
I mean, people love it, especially with that big Rhys Hoskins home run in the fall and Bryce Harper.
That was a fun
playoff race to watch.
You know what? You do like that. Obviously, I'm not a Phillies fan. However, that run for them was tremendous.
Yeah.
There's something special.
They were exciting to watch. I was hoping they would have pulled it off against Houston.
It seemed like they had the momentum, but sometimes it ends. It's like my 2015 Mets. That was a magical run. Wasn't expected, and they just ran out of gas.
The Royals were just
a
really good team. They had that run. The Royals for the all of a sudden they were out of the playoffs for a long time.
Then
they
back in it. They just did a
lot of homegrown
job.
Talent, good pitching, good hitting, ton of speed.
Oh yeah,
Royals are just a really good team. They lost to the Giants in that run in the World Series, but they beat the Mets. But Royals are just a good team. Yeah. That was their first World Series in 15 since 1985.
There
at that point with George Brett. It's been tough going for the Royals the last few years. So
it is what it is. But anyway, I'm excited to go get to Citi Field, and then at the end of the month, I will be in Philadelphia. So let's go.
There you go.
Mets.
Enjoy it.
Thank you, great food at the ballparks
and going to see a great game. Those ballpark, both of those games will be packed.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big-time rivalry game, but also a lot of passion. Both are very passionate fan bases.
Oh, yeah. And especially because you're going against each other, you know, the local teams, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big deal.
And if you got to, like, put together a list, I guess especially if you live in Jersey, of, like, different ballparks to go to, because we're so close. I mean, you're not that far from the shore to Philadelphia to go to Citizens Bank Park,
correct.
Go see a Phillies game. You're not that far to go to Queens to see the Mets or to the Bronx to see the Yankees.
Right.
And then we got a bunch of teams in Jersey, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, the Trenton Thunder, whose season will be getting underway soon, the Somerset Patriots, and then a couple independent league teams up north as well. So, I mean, there's plenty of baseball to
options.
Go check out this summer. And then there's summer league action, too. So
love it, buddy.
Baseball's part of summer. And then you get softball leagues going as well. So, I mean,
this is the time, bud.
I know
this
we're closing out the month of May, but you know, in June, you get all these summer type stuff going on too. And of course, certainly thoughts and prayers this weekend on Memorial Day coming up tomorrow to all the men and women who have served this country and have lost their lives fighting for our freedoms and independence and everything. Certainly. And if you have the time, you know, just keep them in your thoughts and prayers this weekend. And I know I'll be going to the Brigadier Memorial Cemetery tomorrow to go visit my grandparents. My grandfather was, of course, died years after his service, but he was in the U.S. Army during the Korean War. So just remember whatever you're doing this weekend to remember
Absolutely.
Our military men and women from the past who have paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Agreed. So well said.
It's the big thing to remember about Memorial Day weekend. Certainly, it's, you know, as we're turning towards June, everybody gets excited about the nice weather and summertime, and, you know, school will be out over the next few weeks.
Right.
So a lot of things going on, but just keep that top of mind. And then whatever you're doing barbecue-wise, or maybe, you know, a lot of people like to do yard work this weekend. I mean, well, there are certain parts of yard work that nobody likes to do, but
very true.
But you know, you like taking this opportunity. Maybe you're going to get some plants for the yard, or flowers, the mulch, the rocks. Maybe you're getting some new for your backyard. Maybe you're getting a new pool or a hot tub or a barbecue or whatever. I feel like the end of May, beginning of June is when people love to go and get all that stuff for their front yard, their backyard, whatever, and make their yards nice
for
the summer season.
Oh, yeah.
And then you could pop over at Dave's house. He's getting a new grill soon.
There it is.
Barbecues this summer at Dave Crossan's place.
You got it. Done and done. Looking forward to it.
And speaking of Asbury Park, Deputy Mayor Amy Quinn will be joining us on Short Time with Vin and Dave this morning, telling us about some things that are going on in Asbury Park this summer. Because you know what? Whether you live in Asbury Park or Seaside Heights or Harvey Cedars or Middletown, Manasquan, wherever you live this summer, you know, you're not that far of a ride from number of Monmouth or Ocean County towns. So as we
hop on
go
the train.
Week to week yes. here, give you different things going on in each town, you're like, you know, maybe I'll hop over to Asbury Park tonight, or maybe I'll go over to Point
so
Pleasant
many
Beach.
So many options.
Go
Great
visit
options.
Different towns this summer because everybody's got something nice to
support the
offer.
Local businesses. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Support the local restaurants and businesses, and let us know what your summer vacation type plans are. What are you doing this summer? What do you do for fun in the summertime? Short Time at townsquaremedia.com. More Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point right after this, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hi, this is comedian Vinny Brand, and I'm the owner of the Stress Factor at Comedy Club. You are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, my favorite show to listen to. Enjoy.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum. And you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you. And as we celebrate Memorial Day weekend and honor Memorial Day weekend as well and get ready for summer, we're going to an expert here. That is Amy Quinn, Deputy Mayor over in Asbury Park, as we look forward to a bunch of things to do this summer. And before we dive in, welcome on back, Deputy Mayor Quinn.
All right, I have to do greetings from Asbury Park, or I'll be excommunicated from Asbury Park. Thank you. We're looking forward to summer. We have some great events on the horizon, a lot of free events, some events you're going to have to pay to get into. Probably the biggest one that's coming up the quickest is North to Shore, which July 14th through the 18th. We have some great bands coming to the Stone Pony, Demi Lovato, and our other big event that is coming up, not this weekend, but next is Pride. It's the 32nd Pride event in Asbury Park. So we're going to also have, you know, big headlines for that as well. So we're going to have Indigo Girls at the Stone Pony, Fletcher at the Stone Pony outside stage. So Those are your two big, big festivals that we're going to have in June, and then a whole bunch of free events.
There you go.
So, yeah. So we like to do our free events, right? So
sure.
We have a big festival for Juneteenth, which is June 17th. In Springwood F Park. So we want people to come out for that. Bonfires on
nice.
The beach by Madison Marquette, free. We are currently putting up more murals. So you're going to walk on the Asbury Park boardwalk and be inundated with art, which is exactly what we want you to be inundated with.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're excited about that. So we have about four more murals going up towards the north end of the beach. So
how many
very excited
overall?
To go check those out. Well, if you combine the Asbury Park Public Art Commission and Wood Malls, I would say 20 or 30 public murals on the boardwalk. Yeah. We did a check. And interestingly enough, when you hashtag Asbury Park and you search that to see kind of what are people what are people taking pictures of themselves in front
right,
of?
Right.
It was for years and years and years, the Stone Pony. And then it became the public murals, right? So it became over the last couple of years, one of the most Instagrammable pictures that we saw were in front of public murals on the boardwalk, which is great. So now I'm going to do free music because Asbury loves free music.
Sure,
and
naturally.
Yes, these are all concerts that go on. They start about the end of June, and most of them go on through August.
Okay.
So Monday nights is probably my favorite one, which is the Monday Music Mondays. It's the Monday night concert series at Springwood Park. You bring a chair, starts around 6. We also team up with the Lake House on that, and they have some kids perform around 6, and then the big bands come on at 7, so that's free. Tuesdays is Tuesdays at the Turf Club, also on Springwood Ave. Free event. That's a lot of jazz inside the Turf Club. And that APAMP is really an organization commemorating the music on Springwood Ave over the years. Wednesday is Asbury Live. So you're going to pop up to the boardwalk over by Mogo and Watermark. They do a free concert series there. Starts at 7 o'clock at the end of June. And then Thursdays is the Asbury Park Concert Band. They do a lot of classical, a lot of jazz in Bradley Park. So if you want free music, we are the place to go.
There you go.
Very nice.
A lot going on coming up.
Did I get everything right? I feel like I had to make sure I got everything there.
You nailed it. Outstanding.
Covered a lot of ground there. With North to Shore, how did that all come together? Because I know that's like a festival taking place all over New Jersey, but in getting that to Asbury Park, how did that all come to be with setting things up, the different venues, the different music artists, and everything coming to Asbury for the event?
Yeah, so I wish I could say that we pitched ourselves to the governor, but the governor actually picked Asbury Park, Atlantic City, and Newark. So we were lucky enough to be, sort of one of these towns picked. All the entities, including Asbury, created a committee to sort of go through grants to make sure that we could put on free events along with North to Shore. So, obviously events at the Stone Pony, you're going to be paying to get into, but there's going to be events that weekend throughout the city, including in Springwood F Park, that are going to be free music events for people to see. A number of nonprofits are going to be doing public art around the city, teaching dance, spoken word. So it's like a whole weekend thing. So it's broken up for people to go to all of them, right? So Asbury's is July 14th through the 18th. I'm definitely going to Newark because I am Generation X and love Alanis Morissette. So I will be first online for Alanis Morissette and Natalie Merchant, who are
very nice
Generation X. Yeah, Generation X icons for my generation. And then coming here for Demi Lovato and then heading to Atlantic City for their shows as well. So those North to Shores it's the first year, and really, really excited for them. And then we really have Pride pretty down pat, but I'll give some credit to having some great shows like Indigo Girls and Fletcher. Fletcher's, really huge now. So having those for Pride weekend, obviously Paradise will be packed doing their tea. Georgie's, just coming out and celebrating all of the Pride events in Asbury, and keeping in mind that Asbury Park passed the very first Drag Queen Visibility Day proclamation. So May 7th is now Drag Queen Visibility Day, just honoring the people in our drag community who who've taken a bit of a beating in other states. Very excited. And then obviously See Here Now, we'll be here in September.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be exciting, right? So I love Sheryl Crow.
There you go.
And some big acts. Big acts coming for that.
Yeah. Big acts coming for that. They always do a great job. And then obviously we want you to come out. We want you to sit on our beach. We keep our beach prices on the lower end, especially during the week, with the hope that, you know, that residents come out who live here, come out during the week. So you can get a beach pass for the day for $6 during the week. And then weekends are $9. You don't have to start paying that until after Memorial Day. And you don't have to start paying that until weekends and holidays after Memorial Day. And then June 11th, it's full time, you know, during the week and weekends.
There you go.
You know, be respectful to our lifeguards and over tip at our restaurants and be kind and know that there's still a bit of a shortage on hiring staff all around. Even for the city, you know, our Department of Public Works is down some staff members. So just across the board, that's still maybe not as big of an issue as it was during the pandemic, but it's still an issue that's, you know, sort of marinating around.
Have you found that to that last point there that you're kind of slowly but surely bouncing back economically, labor shortage wise, that things are trending in the right direction, even if not all the way back yet to like staffing levels and everything?
Yeah, I definitely say we're all starting to come out of it in a wide range of ways. So not nearly as short staffed from the city perspective as we once were. And I can tell you, the owner of Watermark is my neighbor, Marilyn, who owned Langoster, lives down the street. So lots of my neighbors telling me that things are getting a little bit better in terms of staffing. But listen, the staff in Asbury's restaurants are not TGI Fridays or Chili's or whatever, right? They're like my neighbor across the street and my neighbor down the street. And so, you know, the cooks, the wait staff there are really family to us. So, you know, if you could be as kind as possible when you're in town.
Absolutely.
We would greatly appreciate it. They are like our aunts, uncles, you know, kids, cousins, and just want you to be respectful when you're at Porter, at Watermark, or at Taka, or any of these kind of big places.
And, you know, love the local businesses and local restaurants and everything. And I love to see so many of them in places like Asbury Park, as well as, you know, across the shore and everything. But what does it mean to have that kind of impact on the community that there are so many local establishments in Asbury Park, to your point of, you know, your friends and family and neighbors and just people who are living in Asbury Park and have something to offer, either, you know, a mom and pop type of shop or a restaurant that they want to open up, that it's, you know, basically you're going to a restaurant owned by your neighbor or a business, that Asbury Park is just has so many of these local and small businesses.
Yeah, listen, during the pandemic, it was tough for them, right? It was tough trying to get the plastic in place, the indoor dining that was banned, getting people to sort of respect masks, whether you agreed with it or not. So when you know, that was tough for our local businesses, who, again, are not these big sort of conglomerates, right? They're literally down the street from, you know, the owners live down the street. So that's a, you know, you're rooting for them, right? You're rooting for their business to come back. And for people coming to town who may wait a little later for a drink or a little later for a table, you know, be nice about it, right? Order another drink. And be nice about it. Don't cause a problem, okay? Because
right,
we're not really interested in that. Just have a good time, make some memories, and tip your staff.
Absolutely. I mean, especially with the great restaurants and everything. Anyway, you're going out for dinner in Asbury Park. You know what? Summertime, just enjoy the ambiance, enjoy the sights and the sounds, and take a step back and relax. You know, and certainly to your point as well. You definitely tip everybody well. And then some, but also, yeah, just, I love you, the point you bring up every time we talk, just be kind, be respectful to everybody out there. And, you know, to visitors as well, who you know, are coming to the area this summer for a weekend, a week, throughout the summer. This way, by the time they leave New Jersey, they have a little bit better of a taste about, you know, how welcoming we are here at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, absolutely. We want you to make some memories here, hang out at the beach, grab a book, listen to some free music, grab a bite to eat, and remember this, right? Remember coming here and having a good time, particularly when all of us, business owners, residents, are coming out of what was a really tough pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's just, and it's great to see people bouncing back too. Like, things are getting better on all fronts, and the fact that so many people are coming back to the shore and coming out to different events, that thing, different things going on, that they're feeling more comfortable, and that people are, you know, coming to Asbury Park and to different places across the Jersey Shore to experience things that they did, you know, full throttle before the pandemic, that it's back again and it's got that sense of normalcy.
Totally, totally.
Amy, want to talk more about what's going on in Asbury Park this summer. Got to head to a quick break. Can you hang with us?
Sure, you got it.
And there we go. More Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point with Asbury Park Deputy Mayor Amy Quinn right after this. 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is high performance executive coach Dana Cavalia and former director of strength and conditioning for the New York Yankees. And you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. It's always great to hang with champions, and these two guys are champions. Hi, this is high performance executive coach Dana Cavalia and former director of strength and conditioning for the New York Yankees. And you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. It's always great to hang with champions, and these two guys are champions.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. SIPC.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D Potato. How long out of wait for you to tune in to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point?
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you. With us here this hour is Asbury Park Deputy Mayor Amy Quinn discussing the summer ahead in Asbury Park. All sorts of great events coming up. Great restaurants to enjoy, great businesses to go check out, and so much more. And, of course, the beaches as well. But regardless of any event going on over the next few weeks and months, late spring into summer, parking, I know, can sometimes be at a premium. I know we've discussed this in the past, Deputy Mayor. But what is it that you want people either living in Asbury Park or coming to Asbury Park this summer for any number of things to know about the parking situation?
To not deal with the headache of the parking situation.
There you go.
So come here via train, right? We have a train that lets up immediately downtown. And we have scooters throughout the city that will get you from point A to point B for about $2 or $3. I actually take them all the time because they're quick and easy. We have a bike share program. And obviously there's the Lyfts and the Ubers. But to avoid the headache, to have a few drinks, just take some sort of mass transportation. Do not try to come here and park because you're going to be sending me emails complaining about parking.
And we want to prevent you from getting those emails.
And you know,
too.
Also the
me
distance
too.
From downtown, even if you were to walk, let's say you took the train, you were in downtown, it's not that bad a walk. It's actually a very nice walk to get down to the boardwalk.
it's an amazing walk. So you jump off the train, you walk, you know, Cookman Bangs, Madison, where you're going to encounter shops, right? And unique shops. So you're going to walk down Cookman Avenue, you're going to hit a glass blowing studio, you're going to hit paranormal books, and you're going to, you know, have a reading, a palm reading. And you can, you know, grab a bite. We have a couple of new restaurants that have opened up. One is called Fantasia. That's great. Bring your own beer and wine. You're going to walk that down to the boardwalk. And then, you're, you know, a lot of your regular staples are going to be there, right? Stella, Watermark. Langosta is gone, but they've been taken over by The Break, who are doing a great job with that pavilion. Stop and play pinball. And, you know, I think a lot of people know that the casino's closed, right? So we are in the process of supporting Madison Marquette, who owns the casino, not the city, in developing a path around the casino. And I think they're going to get that done. I'm feeling confident they're going to have that done in the next week or so.
Oh, wow.
So
okay,
what is
that's
happening?
Great.
I'm hope. Well, I know. I hope I'm not. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn. I should have got up there and looked before I said that probably. But yes, Madison Marquette is working on the path around the casino. So that will keep people from being able to walk on the boardwalk right into Ocean Grove or into from Ocean Grove into Asbury Park without walking down to the footbridges, which, you know, no question about it, is like a longer walk that people don't feel like taking. So if we can get this path open, we're going to put some public art all around it, wooden walls, and the head of the Public Art Commission, Jen Hampton, is already working on public art and lighting and making sure it's ADA accessible and just trying to get people through Asbury Park into Ocean Grove and vice versa.
Going into the summer, certainly different things to do outdoors, but on those rainy days or like super hot days, people looking for a little bit of respite from either the heat or the rain. What are some of the indoor type activities that people can enjoy this summer in Asbury Park on any given day or night?
So listen, one of my favorite things to do is the pinball museum. Mm. So I can lose hours playing this Pac-Man on the boardwalk. And so that's one of my favorite things to do. But we have some indoor venues. Obviously, House of Independence is always doing something kind of interesting. Candy shops on the boardwalk. I mentioned glass blowing. We have paranormal tours that go, I guess that would be sort of outside, not inside. But we have a paranormal store that also does paranormal tours. We can keep you busy indoors beyond just eating and drinking. And we have a book co-op that's amazing. Our public library, I'm going to give them a shout out.
Sure.
They're doing so much amazing programming. They are doing game nights. They are doing Pilates classes. They are doing really amazing. And again, in terms of the library, all of that's free. So we have some great programming going inside the library. We've had some parks out doing displays of wildlife, like Manasquan Reservoir came and did a whole bunch of displays. So we can keep you busy both indoors and out. And listen, summer's our season. I mean, that Asbury explodes from about 15,000 people to double, if not triple those numbers, the summer season. And we will have fireworks this year for 4th of July.
Nice.
So I don't believe it's on I believe it's on the Monday for 4th of July. We're going to have fireworks. Okay. And then don't forget about the bonfires. Grab, you know, a snack and sit out by the bonfires. They have not been back for a while, and having them back is something I think people are really into. People like sitting around the bonfires, shooting the breeze and watching that.
Absolutely. Love that. I mean, it's just like, I feel like it's like a staple of like summertime, and you know, you're enjoying the sunset, a little cool breeze and a bonfire. You could just kick back and relax.
Yeah, it was one of the things that people, I think, really missed during the pandemic, because you know, you couldn't encourage people to all sort of sit around close together. And now that we're sort of coming out of it, there's an opportunity to get people back around a bonfire, and we're looking forward to doing that and getting back to fireworks, which was also something we didn't do during the pandemic, because again, you know, Asbury can get 50, 60, 70,000 people for fireworks. And during the pandemic, we didn't want 50, 60,000 people crammed together up on the waterfront. So, you know, to have fireworks back, that's really exciting. And, you know, we have some great local programs like the PAL, the Police Athletic League. They're doing some boxing programs, you know, lots of really, really fun, exciting things going on in Asbury. And it's feeling like pre-pandemic.
That's excellent. You know, I figure the more summers we kind of enter into post 2020 and pandemic and everything, the things will be a little bit better, more comfortable and everything. And I mean, do you have the confidence, you in the governing body, that that from a tourism standpoint, revenue wise, or even just kind of everything that's going on in Asbury Park this coming summer, that this will be a successful one on the economic front as well?
Yeah, I'm going to bet you this is probably going to be our biggest one since the pandemic, if it doesn't supersede the pandemic. I think people finally feel comfortable coming out. You know, the last couple of summers, it was like there were, you know, we had different variants or people were a little bit nervous about that. And I think this is the first summer coming out of the pandemic where people feel really comfortable kind of experiencing the things that we experienced pre-pandemic. So I'm going to bet you, Vin, that this is a banner summer, that it's pre-pandemic numbers.
There we go.
That's great.
Certainly so much to enjoy there as well. And I know you mentioned early in our conversation the beach badge prices and everything. And Asbury Park has certainly in the past been mentioned as one of the best beaches in Jersey and across the country as well. But I mean, what do you think makes the beach area and the boardwalk area in Asbury Park so unique and special that people love coming here every summer?
So I think Asbury values diversity. I think we value arts. I think we value economic diversity, which is why I named, you know, 4 nights a week of free concert and paying homage really to the music that was on Springwood Ave. And that's, you know, really important to the Monday night and Tuesday night series. So I hope when people, you know, want to come out, they want to experience and quite frankly, be inundated with public art.
Sure.
That they think come to Asbury for arts, culture, and diversity, because I think that's what you're going to get here. And I'm not sure there's other shore towns that have what we have.
And for people who are looking for, I guess, either ticket information or event information about anything coming up in Asbury Park, where should they go to learn more about whether they need to purchase tickets or when things are taking place from, I guess, like a calendar standpoint?
Yeah, I would start with the city's website. Every Thursday, we put out like a lengthy email blast that lists all of the events, both city sponsored and not. So that will get you started in terms of concerts at the Pony, concerts at Springwood Ave, restaurants, bookstores, things like that. So start on the city's website, sign up for our email blast, and from there, it'll get you to either the Stone Ponies website or House of Independence website, or, you know, any of our other venues that are doing, you know, some cool events this summer.
There you go.
Excellent.
And I'll close. My last question for you is, what are some things that you yourself are looking forward to doing this summer in Asbury Park, different things that you want to do, indoors, outdoors, whatever things that you're looking forward to going restaurant-wise or just having fun?
Yeah, so listen, I'm not a winter person. I just survive the winter, so summer is my season. So I am absolutely looking forward to the beach. My son surfs, so I'll go up there and watch him take some surfing lessons.
That's cool.
I'm looking forward, yeah, to French fries from Pucker, from tofu tacos from Mogo. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, lemonades. I am looking forward to all of the things that make summer summer, because that is my season. That is the season for me. The hotter, the better.
I'm with you there. I love the summer. Just being able to go outside and do any number of things and go and have fun and enjoy the weather. I love the summer. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming on and your insight, and definitely for explaining all the different events and things going on in Asbury Park this summer, and definitely looking forward to it. And I think a lot of other people out there are as well.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your time.
That is Asbury Park Deputy Mayor Amy Quinn. Go enjoy the sights, the sounds, the smells, everything about Asbury Park this summer. So much going on this summer in Asbury Park. Go out there and enjoy it. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Hey, it's Chris Carlin from Rutgers Football and ESPN. You're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. These fellas are entertaining.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossin with you as we put a bow on another show here on 94.3 The Point this morning. It's been a great one. Heard from Asbury Park Deputy Mayor Amy Quinn. Dave and I also talked about at the beginning. We're going to do a little recap now. Summer plans. Listen, it's Memorial Day weekend. And of course, you know, keep the men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we can have the freedoms and independence and everything in this country now, just keep them in your thoughts and prayers on Memorial Day. And, you know, special shout out and thanks to all military veterans and all active military men and women who are out there now, whether domestically or overseas somewhere, you know, fighting for our freedoms and protecting our freedoms and just doing all you do to keep us safe and healthy and happy. We appreciate you all days of the year, but keeping a special mind to those people here, those servicemen and women here on Memorial Day weekend. And as you get ready for your barbecues today and tomorrow, even next weekend, Dave will have a grill by then.
come on by.
Plenty to do this summer. And listen, whether plan ahead. You know, if you can make two separate lists, right? Things to do on, you know, nice weather days where you get sunshine, right? Warmer temperatures, and then make a separate list of things to do where it's like too hot, mm-hmm. or another list where it's like, you know, today looks like a rain out. I'm going to do some indoor activities today.
That's right.
And then just kind of put it together and then go through the summer like, and if you don't get to all of it, you don't get to all of it.
But exactly. Just but you
live
have
in the moment.
Options. Lots of options.
Live in the moment and have as much fun as possible this summer. I mean, Dave's going to a couple Mets games.
That's it. I'll sneak in a concert or two, I'm sure, in these different events that are going on. I'll be there.
Some good ones at the PNC Bank Arts Center this summer in Homedale. And, of course, over at the Stone Pony as well in Asbury Park. Always some good local bands and others as well. Paul O'Neill, Yankees legend.
That's right.
Will be there next week for a special speaking event with Brandon Steiner and Keith McPherson from WFAN. So that's a special opportunity to go hear from Paul O'Neill. Of course, still doing games on the Yes Network. We basically went from playing right field to right to the Yes Network. So he's been broadcasting since 2002. So, great color commentator, adds some funny commentary as well. So go check out Paul O'Neill next week. It's not a concert event, but it's an opportunity to go see you know, one of the great Yankees of that dynasty.
Sure.
So planning to do this summer as well. I mean, we want to hear from you because as we have different guests on to discuss different events that is going on in their town or county, or that an organization is having, we'll help spread the word. But we want to hear from you as well. ShortTimeInTownSquareMedia.com.
Love it, buddy. Good stuff. Exciting summer. And love doing this every Sunday with you, my man.
Yeah, there
Appreciate
we go.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, Dave? This is also the last show of the month of May.
Exactly.
You know, we're turning into June now.
Yeah.
We got to, I guess, kick it up for the summer.
Yep, and always a thank you to the listeners.
Absolutely.
Where would we be? It would just be you and I having a conversation.
We appreciate you tuning in every week on the radio, 94.3 The Point, on our website, 94.3thepoint.com, and on the 94.3 The Point app as well. And for continuing to spread the word about this show, We have such great fans and a great following. It's always great to, you know, help wake people up on Sunday mornings.
Without a doubt. Good stuff.
Shore Sports Talk on every Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m., and then Short Time with Vin and Dave every Sunday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here, 94.3 The Point. I mean, especially as we're getting into the summer, Dave, I mean, tune on the radio, 6 to 8 a.m. every Sunday, 94.3 The Point, and
we got you covered.
You'll get your day started right. And even if you look at Sundays, the first day of the week, you're like, okay, now I know what I want to do this week.
Exactly. Lay it out, and great job with the sports side at 6 o'clock. Love listening to
it. It's a lot of fun. We got another both great shows coming up next Sunday. Show number 70 for Short Time with Vin and Dave.
Wow.
Next Sunday. So we're getting into the 70s now.
Okay.
Not just temperature wise, but show wise.
Right. And we have to figure out some jerseys in the 70s. That's going
to
be tough.
We do. We'll have to probably look more so along the football numbers.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Not too many basketball players have 70 that I'm aware of. Yeah, I don't think so.
I can think of off the top of my head. It's possible.
Football, though. Definitely football.
Well, we got a couple great shows for you coming up next Sunday. Email us, shorttime@townsquaremedia.com. More Short Time with Vin and Dave a week from now, right here on 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management. Have a great week, everybody.
Stay well.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are a buzz.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.